Republican Maria Salazar on Ukraine conflict. United States will liberate Europe just like we did in 1945. By Sean Moran on January 17, 2023. Representative Maria Salazar, RFL, said during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, that the United States will continue funding Ukraine until it wins its conflict with Russia and that it will liberate Europe just like America did during World War II. I do believe, regardless of any discussion or doubts of the $100 billion that we have donated or given to the Ukrainians to defend themselves, we will at the end vote, or at least my vote, to secure to continue to with the Ukrainians until they win, Salazar said at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos, Switzerland. We're going to liberate Europe in 2023. Just like we did in 1945, she added. We understand that is our duty. During the WEF, Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, told the world's elite to do more to provide Ukraine with battlefield weapons to defeat Russia. The Florida congresswoman admitted that some lawmakers have doubts about focusing so much energy on Ukraine while there are other issues to solve. To which, she said that she would love to strike a deal to grant amnesty to the nation's 11 to 22 million Americans. Salazar's enthusiastic and unconditional support for Ukraine's protracted battle with Russia is commonplace amongst establishment Republicans and Democrats. Senator Angus King, AMI, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said last week that America should continue to support Ukraine until Russia's Vladimir Putin is out. King, like Salazar, compared Russia's conflict with Ukraine to World War II. King said, I don't think that the mainstream of the Republican Party in the House is sharing these sentiments, but it is concerning. And I think we have to continue to remind people how important it is and that this is not some faraway conflict that doesn't involve us. That's the same attitude that was in this country in the late 1930s. And because of lack of response to Hitler in the West between 1936 and 1939, we ended up with World War II and 55 million people killed. So this is a place where we can stop this. The U.S. has provided $113 billion in aid to Ukraine since the dawn of the conflict. This figure eclipses the annual budget of every country in the world except the U.S. and China. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.